Word of God, speak. Would you pour down like rain, washing my eyes to see your majesty, to be still and know you're in this place. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Daniel White III with the Scripture and the Sense podcast, where I read the Word of God and give the sense of it based on an authoritative commentary source such as Matthew Henry's commentary. This podcast is based upon Nehemiah chapter 8, verse 8, where the Holy Bible reads and says, Ezra and the Levites read in the book, in the law of God distinctly, and gave the sense, that is the understanding, and caused them to understand the reading. The aim of this podcast is that through the simple reading of the Word of God and prayer and the giving of the sense of it, the church would be revived and the world would be saved and awakened. Ladies and gentlemen, today we are reading Ezekiel chapter 19 from the Holy Bible, the Old King James Version, your grandmother's Bible. Verse 1 reads, Moreover, take thou up a lamentation for the princes of Israel, and say, What is thy mother? A lioness? She lay down among lions. She nourished her whelps among young lions. And she brought up one of her whelps. It became a young lion, and it learned to catch the prey. It devoured men. The nations also heard of him. He was taken in their pit, and they brought him with chains unto the land of Egypt. Now, when she saw that she had waited, and her hope was lost, then she took another of her whelps and made him a lion, and made him a young lion. And he went up and down among the lions. He became a young lion and learned to catch the prey and devoured men. And he knew their desolate palaces, and he laid waste their cities, and the land was desolate, and the fullness thereof, by the noise of his roaring. Then the nations set against him on every side from the provinces, and spread their net over him. He was taken in their pit, and they put him in ward in chains, and brought him to the king of Babylon. They brought him into holes, that his voice should no more be heard upon the mountains of Israel. Thy mother is like a vine in thy blood, planted by the waters. She was fruitful and full of branches by reason of many, waters. And she had strong rods for the scepters of them that bear rule. And her stature was exalted among the thick branches. And she appeared in her height with the multitude of her branches. But she was plucked up in fury. She was cast down to the ground, and the east wind dried up her fruit. Her strong rods were broken and withered. The fire consumed them. And now she is planted in the wilderness, in a dry and thirsty ground, and fire is gone out of a rod of her branches, which hath devoured her fruit, so that she hath no strong rod to be a scepter to rule. This is a lamentation, and shall be for a lamentation. Ladies and gentlemen, I just read in your hearing Ezekiel chapter 19. Now here is the sense of it. Ezekiel is to compare the kingdom of Judah to a lioness. He must compare the kings of Judah to a lion's whelps. They were cruel and oppressive to their own subjects. The righteousness of God is to be acknowledged when those who have terrified and enslaved others are themselves terrified and enslaved. When professors of religion form connections with ungodly persons, their children usually grow up following after the maxims and fashions of a wicked world. Advancement to authority discovers the ambition and selfishness of men's hearts, and those who spend their lives in mischief generally end them by violence. Jerusalem was a vine, flourishing and fruitful. This vine is now destroyed, though not plucked up by the roots. She has by wickedness made herself like tinder to the sparks of God's wrath, so that her own branches serve as fuel to burn her. Blessed be God. One branch of the vine here alluded to is not only become a strong rod for the scepter of those that rule, but is himself the true and living vine. This shall be for a rejoicing to all the chosen people of God throughout all generations. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening to the Scripture and the Sense podcast. Please remember to read the Word of God each and every day and pray without ceasing to God for many things, but make sure you include wisdom to understand God's Word and apply it to your life. Most importantly, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou you shall be saved. Please stay tuned to hear a clear presentation and a full presentation of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. May God bless you and keep you, is my prayer. So, dear friend, if you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior and you want to get to know Him today, all you have to do is believe that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that He was buried,
and that he rose again the third day according to the scriptures, and you will be saved. For the Bible says in the book of Romans 10:9-13, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Pray and ask him to come into your heart to save your soul today, and he will. Until next time, my beloved, please remember, the Word of God is the foundation to a successful life. May God bless you.
If you look at the hard left and how they treat law enforcement in the last five or